Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled, One More Time.
A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him." Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and you also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember attending a conference years ago, which was very helpful to me in the classroom and in my daily life in general. The main admonition I took away from that conference that remains with me today are the words, "You may have said something 99 times, and you think that is enough for everyone to know and remember it. But there may be one child who needs to hear it for the 100th time before that child really hears what you said." The point was that as teachers, we must realize the value of repetition. We may present a lesson very clearly and know that we have done a good job. But we cannot presume everyone in the class grasped the concept to the fullest, and maybe some did not grasp it at all. We need to repeat and reinforce in creative ways. And this is the line that has stayed with me. You may say to yourself that you have already explained the concept and refer to it 99 times, but there may be one student in the class who didn't get it yet and needs to hear it for the 100th time. I know this is true, even from experience. When I was in the 8th grade, I was listening, sister was teaching, about the parts of speech. And she kept using a phrase I did not understand. I got the concept finally about the subject, but I could never figure out how the explanation applied to the subject. Until one day, the teacher repeated it again, and I heard it for the first time as it was, and I understood it. Maybe it was the 100th time. But what does all this have to do with today's reading? Jesus delays his trip to Jerusalem because he knows his enemies are out to get him. But he still goes, and he does not just appear, but he openly teaches and preaches his message in the temple area. Many people would be there at this time. I wonder if Jesus is hoping that some of the people who didn't hear him before, or perhaps didn't understand what he was saying, would hear him and grasp the truth of his message today. You might say, he had said it 99 times, but there may have been some who needed to hear it the 100th time before it came together for them. And Jesus took the opportunity to speak his message, knowing his time to teach was coming to an end. How can this apply to me? How do I take advantage of every opportunity to speak Jesus' message? Can I very comfortably give God the credit for something and give him thanks in the presence of another? Can I encourage a conversation that has to do with faith and listen to another's viewpoint as well as speak my own convictions? We may think that we have said something 99 times, but there just may be occasions that call for us to speak our truth for the 100th time, because there may be someone present who really is just hearing it for the very first time. Dear Brother Jesus, you were so on fire to do your Father's will and to be his messenger. Please give me the grace to take every opportunity to speak about the Father's love for each of us. Help me to trust that your Holy Spirit will be with me as I try to speak the truth in love. Thank you, Jesus, for inviting me to be your follower and your helper. Amen.